Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie.
Good to hear you anyway.
I'm right here.
Oh, good. You
I've
busy?
got to bounce around my kitchen this morning and make coffee and stuff because I have to leave here pretty soon.
Oh, bummer.
So I'll be on video for like the first half an hour, and then I'll be on audio after that.
Okay, cool. Well, you're looking good. You look rested.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm busy, busy, busy. If you
I'm
wanted to connect with you, I'd just give you these things to projects and then leave you in the dark.
I know, and then I got a little bit behind, so I'm in catch-up mode this week, but I have some time in the next couple of days, so I'm hoping to get caught up on everything.
Okay, good, 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 good. Yeah, super, yay. And you're coming next week, right?
Yes, I know, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Very excited. I am too.
Yeah, that's going to be, well, hopefully, I know that's just more work for you. I feel like you never have a rest day.
You know what? I'm looking forward to this as being downtime for me.
Downtime, good. That's
So
great.
much less work than my day to day.
Yeah, you need
Still
it.
have some prep, right? I gotta do that on Sunday, Monday. But no, it's a downtime because I get to be with you guys and we get to really connect and we get to really go deep. And yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
That's great. Yeah, I know. I'm really looking forward to it. So I come in on Thursday night. I get in rather late, but
Okay, you'll
I'll
just take
be
a tour
ready.
over to the place,
Yeah.
and somebody will leave. Chris will probably leave out the key for you, and the main building where we have the meetings is open, but you'll arrange with her. Probably go in there, get the key, and take it to wherever you're staying.
Yeah.
Usually happens. How late?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I told you. I got like an Airbnb really close by. So I'm in like this little cabin on a river or something. So
Bummer.
yeah,
Because it's all
I know. I didn't know. I wasn't sure how that all worked, and it was the same price, or I think it was even less than the two person arrangement.
the two
So
person arrangement includes food.
yeah, I know, and I figured that out later, but I'm paying extra for the food, so I'm eating
Okay.
there, but then
Someone
I'm
should
just
be there for the meals. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm there for meals, but I'm just sleeping somewhere
You
else.
just
And
sleep
it's like
somewhere.
a mile down the road. So,
Oh, really?
yeah.
Cool. Okay, good. Yeah, so you're still in that same beautiful.
Yeah, it's really close. Yeah.
Cool. Good. All right. So what can we support you on today? Nobody's here yet, but we'll.
So I did fill out the pre-call form.
I just looked and I didn't see any of them.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna
Oh.
set it up so it notifies me and sends a copy to you when you fill it out. So let me just go. I just did that minutes ago because I'm like, what? Nobody's filling these out. What's happening? Let me go in here. Here's the thing.
Yeah, I filled it out.
All right, good. Yay, yay. Okay, responses. It said there wasn't a response since February. Let me look. And then, so I didn't look in the details.
Me go back to my email and just see if I can look it up.
Yeah. And you filled out the Google form, right?
Yep.
Let me
Had a
go.
bunch of questions and what do you want to work on?
Exactly. All right. I'm looking in here because if this is the case, it's not giving me the correct information from the outside. Let's see. Response is individual.
Pre-call form. I don't know if I can access it again, though.
Probably not, but I just changed that so you can actually edit it because I figured, oh, what if you made a mistake and you want to edit it? Yeah,
Yeah,
do it.
no, I filled it out and.
Yep, it's here. It's here. It just isn't telling me. That's the weird thing.
Oh.
So still kind of working on the freebie content.
Yeah, I've got a good outline for it. I've started putting it together, and I'm also, as part of one of my graduate school courses, I'm working on a business plan.
Oh, cool.
So I've got that. I'm a quarter, maybe halfway through that too. So I'm sort of working on both at the same time. But my goal is to have it done by the end of this month, and I want to review it with you as well, if I can.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And whenever you're ready to start our call, our one-on-ones, I know, we can do that. We can do it every other month if you're not ready to do the
Oh, okay. I wasn't realized. So I can schedule those starting now.
Yeah, you can schedule those starting now. As long as you've had the 2 hour, which we had, it's nice to have the VIP day as well, but that's yeah, we can help focus for that for sure.
Okay,
We have
cool.
a lot going on. what to prioritize is near-term money-making opportunity. So do you have something in mind, or do you want my ideas on that?
I'd love both. I was thinking, so I'm also kind of working on a course in the background, but more focused on, I think you and I talked about the freebie being sort of anxiety-focused and diet nutrition recommendations based on anxiety, maybe some depression, insomnia, that kind of thing. So that's really the focus. And I thought, well, I could take some of that content and go deeper and do like an online course.
Yep.
Exactly. That's one thing, but it doesn't have to be the first thing. So I'm trying to figure out what makes sense for, you know, what are your ideas of what you've seen that works for people just starting out in terms of what's the first kind of money-making thing? And I know we talked about something for, you know, $7 or $10 and then moving up to $27 or something like that.
Yeah. So I think actually this is going to sound weird, but it's the middle of the funnel is usually the best to start with is you.
Right? Okay.
Offering coaching services.
Yes. Yes.
A good item. And you want to get some good experience doing that. So then your program can follow the general guidelines you're finding. Oh, I thought I was going to do it this way when I work one-on-one, but I adapted it to this way.
So right.
You have some people under your belt. So I think that from that perspective would be to have the confidence to know that you know more than almost anybody out there, right? That you're not going to take on your first client being, I've been to 27 functional medicine doctors and I can't get well. Can you help me? That might be a little bit beyond your scope at this point, right? But it will be fine within a year or two. But there's so many people out there that just you watch them and you go, they need help. Look at what they're choosing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say just having even just an intro visit. Hi, Allie. Just having an appointment, a consultation that you could offer people.
Yeah. That's I definitely want to do that as well. I don't know if I mentioned I'm finally getting around to doing my verbal practicum on health coaching. So I took the health coaching class with Well Coaches maybe last June. Mm-hmm. So I'm finally taking the verbal test at the end of this month. So that certification will be, hopefully assuming I pass, will be done. So that's a great starting point. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
I need to get
you don't
some...
need to have the certification done.
Right.
You offer services because you already have the skill set. Right?
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, okay, how are you going to put that out there to people, right?
Yep.
So where are you meeting people? Are you...
website, my goal is to have at least a very basic portion of the website ready. So I've got it kind of up there. I've got an opt-in on there already and I'm looking to get the freebie up there and then I'll just have like a set of services. So it'll be, you know, the one-on-ones. And if, you know, at some point when I get a small paid item, I could put that up there. But right now it'll just be a website introducing myself with an opt-in and then the consulting or the coaching services.
Okay. So I'm going to say yes. And you don't even need that.
Okay.
Okay. So yes, do it, of course, right? But in order to get started, that's not what you need. You need an ability to take payments.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
Account or, you know, something like that. And in the PayPal account, you can go in and set up a service that you can bill people for that you could send them a link to if you're doing it online, or you can just, you know, do it on your cell phone if you're talking to them in person. But that just says, you know, strategy, nutrition strategy consultation, or if you want to focus it on anxiety, depression, etc., then you can just say calm your nerves strategy session, or you know, something like that, lift your mood strategy session, or something that reflects something that they want. Mine was jumpstart your energy strategy session, right?
Great. No, that's great. I like that. And you're right, having a payment option. I do have a PayPal set up. I also have a couple other ways, you know, through sort of the app thing that people can pay. I also have a payment option through Squarespace, but I don't have that set up yet.
Yeah, that's easy because then you meet somebody in the grocery store and they want to, you stick it in your phone and you go, okay, let's set it up. Here's the date. Okay, that'll be $75, $150, whatever it is, and boom.
Okay. Right? Great. Yeah. Right. That's great. I need to get that.
You think about whether you want to offer a free strategy session. Allie and I have had different, you know, neither one of us likes to do free strategy sessions because of our.
I prefer not to start free, but I mean, maybe 15 minutes, you know, just to kind of a get to know you thing.
You know them and you do an enrollment conversation.
Yeah.
Because you're real good. You'd be really good at enrolling them. You go, look, I see you struggling with what this thing called kale is and what to do with it, you know, and you look real anxious about this and, you know, and you start a conversation with them and look, I could set you up with, let's have a 15 minute conversation and see if there's some way I can help you because this is what I do, blah, blah, blah. You know, you have your speech.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The elevator spiel. Perfect. Yeah. That's great. No, I like it.
Sign them up for, you know, 3 coaching session package or whatever, you know, we can work on that on a private call. Like what is the best way to set those up? Like, where do you feel comfortable with offering that from the beginning? You know what I mean? So I don't like having people do visit to visit, but there's times when, yeah, that's what they're expecting. And you have to retrain them to know that this is going to take a little while. And this is a great deal for doing.
The way it works is having multiple sessions. Yeah.
Well, we have what we call our Jumpstart Your Energy Strategy session. It's $150. And they come in and they go through and we have them fill out a short form, not a complete like 14-page history that's going to take you 2 hours to figure out. And when they come on labs, it's just the strategy session and they have all the stuff and we get to see what their obstacles are. That form that we use, you're welcome to take it and modify it and use it for your own use. And it's in, it's actually in the module on, I'm trying to think what number module it is, but have Lynn open it for you if it's not already open because the modules get open in the order, like you
can
and then go to the next, but I think it's the history taking one. So it's like,
okay. Yeah. And I think I've seen that and I have a couple. Yeah, no, I think yours is probably going to be more comprehensive and better for me to use. So I'll check that out.
Well, you have the form in there. So if you want to,
yes.
And they're all in Word form or PDFs. You can use them as is if you want to get started. You also here, send them a PDF and they print it and they fill it out. Or you can just take your own, go into Google Forms, create your own form, use mine, use somebody else's, use whatever you want as a guideline. And then you create your
own. Yeah, I'll create my own with the logo and everything on it. Yeah. No, that's a great suggestion. And I keep forgetting those resources are in there. So
there's some
check that out. Yeah, no, I'm excited. My goal is to have, I have a lot that's going on this, but May just showed up on me and I got a little behind with everything with my mom and everything, but suddenly it's like, oh my gosh, it's May. It's like already May 10th.
And the thing I'm going to tell you, breathe and slow down. You do a lot. So, you know, to ask yourself to do more is asking a lot. So just
I know
yourself for how much you do.
And Dr. Rainer, you know, as well as I do, it comes from being trained all those years in technology and having to be doing, you know, 20 things at once and, yeah, I do get, you know, amped up about it. But, I'm taking it a day at a time and trying to get a lot done.
But
the good thing is it's all really fun stuff. So I'm loving it.
And you're going to love it when you actually start to sit with people and offer services and they give you a check. And it's great, you know, because you get paid for doing what you love. But you don't, all this stuff that people think they need a website. My website sucks. It is horrible. But I've made millions of dollars on that sucky website. So go figure. We don't even have a website for the practitioner trainings. We're working on it, but we don't have like a regular website. It's just go opt in here, have a strategy session, talk to us. Here we have it, right? So you don't need it. It's a nice to have. People don't generally buy from going to your website and clicking on services, right, Allie? They don't. They buy from having an interaction with you.
Exactly. Yes.
They like you. They hear you speak or they meet you at the supermarket and you go, oh yeah, let's do this. They talk to you. They go, oh, I really like her. They don't care what your website looks like. Most of them, they're anxious and depressed. They don't even know how to log into a website. So figure that one. So yeah. So don't use that as a, when I get this done, I'll do it. Cause Allie and I would know.
I think that's my process. Oriented mind, you know, just having everything in order. So
You do it in the background.
That's why it's good I talk to you.
Exactly. You do it in the background. You keep doing it. Like don't stop it. Keep doing it. But in the meantime, you meet somebody in the store, you find, you know, you're very outgoing and you could easily like see somebody struggling with can I help you? You look like distressed. And then you start talking to them and you lead it to what you do. And oh, I'd be happy to help you with this. And I know it's really anxiety producing. And it sounds like you may have some anxiety, you have a perfect candidate there, right?
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Good stuff. I do have business cards finally. So I just got those and
here's the thing with business cards, give them out, but also take that person's name and number.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I use my business cards for, I write their number or this is it, right? You take your phone out, you go, okay, I'm going to send you my free guide to whatever your freebie is. I'm going to send you my free guide to the top 10 foods for blah, blah, blah. Give me your email address and I'll send it to you.
Got it. Yeah. You know, great ideas. Great ideas. And I meet people like that all the time in the grocery store up the street.
I meet them all the time in the grocery store. I don't go to the grocery store much anymore, but when I did.
I know. Instacart. I'm lucky I have a natural food market literally 3 blocks from my house. So
nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. You can just go hang out in the produce aisle and watch faces because they've read about kale. They've thought about it and they've downloaded somebody's free smoothie recipe and they're sitting there going, oh, it is that stuff.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, I've actually even talked to them about helping out with one of their little healthy food presentations as well. So that's on the books. And so, they're great up there. I know them and they're we'd love to have you in and put your business card up on the wall, that kind of thing.
So we're going to help you create your signature talk. Whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour and a half, it's a similar talk that has a call to action that gets them into your funnel.
Yes, I love it.
And whether you say, how long do I have? Okay. And if you have a slide presentation, you go, oh, I only have that much. You take it out. And if it's not a slide presentation, then you just, in your notes, you go, okay, I'm going to take this.
I like having the slide presentation because then it's handy, it's ready to go. And I use that as a guide for even if I don't need the slides. That's the template that I go off of.
Too. Yeah. It really helps a lot. Really helps a lot. All
Sounds
right.
Good. Hi, Allie. I don't want to take up all the time this morning.
Hey. Oh,
that's fine. Hi.
Hi.
Cool. Yeah, I think Rita Marie attracts, I've written here, excited, perfectionist, heart-centered workaholics.
Yes. Hot and flashy workaholics.
There you go. She just turned your thing into what's the headline in the marketing piece? You're gonna
totally
boring statements that we think like, oh, let's look at the epigenetic modification of the blah blah blah, and you turn that into a hot headline that people really attract to, and then you got them.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah,
that's a clever talent.
It's a clever talent. Yes. So, Allie, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm just going to fill my water because I'm feeling
it. Yeah, sure.
But I can hear you from the water. So go ahead.
Okay. So I'm engaging with a system on LinkedIn, which is aimed at network marketers because I want to grow my network marketing business. But the thing is, it's teaching me about being more active. So, it's a simple system, but I can see how it can work for my functional medicine business as well. I've got, a clinic starting in June, one morning a week.
Okay.
But I don't want a physical clinic to be my, millstone around my neck permanently, So,
you don't want to have a physical clinic ongoing, or you don't want that to be your only, or you don't want to build that to 2 days, 3 days, 5 days.
Both. But then I also know that my strength is in one-to-one, in actually seeing people. And I'm frustrated in general practice, but it's good for connecting with people. So I've got lots of strips of paper. But I have got people waiting to see me and waiting for me to arrange strategy sessions with them.
And so here's the thing, right? You can do strategy sessions like we're doing here, right? Or you can do them one-on-one. But you can also set it up, right? So you see them the first time one-on-one, And you can eventually hopefully get that down to less than once. Maybe it's once a month you have an in-person thing where you have to see them. And then you say, look, I have a very convenient way for us to do this. You don't have to keep coming downtown and coming to this office. You know, I just needed to see you the first time. Especially if you're going to write a prescription, you have to see them the first time. Right? You have to see them in person. You can't write a prescription for somebody you've seen. I mean, at least that's the way it is in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. But I'm sort of aiming most of my business to be around the concept of me being a health coach rather than a medic, so I don't have to stay GMC registered. And I don't have to be tied down by that stuff. I mean, it's really only bioidentical hormone prescriptions that that needs me to be medically registered, and I can employ somebody to do that at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So for now you have this one day a week, and yeah. If that's not what you want to be tied down to, then it's really important that as you get people ongoing, you go, look, I have the real convenient way to do this. And we're going to do it as a Zoom call. We can do it, you know, at different times. You can do it in your pajamas if you want. And you don't have to get a babysitter or whatever. Well, most of them at their age are not going to have babysitters. But, you know, you just make a real good point for why they want to do it on Zoom rather than in the office.
Yeah.
Right. And use that as your kind of like your lead gen, like a magnet that gets them in there. Oh, come see me at the office. And oh, by the way, this is what we really do.
Yeah. Yeah. But the main thing that seems to work so well for my LinkedIn mentor is that she's got lots of different lead magnets leading into one initial low-cost course that's only $47. It's incredibly good value. You get loads of strategies in that one course. And then the upsell from that is another course that is $147, which goes into LinkedIn in more depth, and it's still only $147. So each of those comes with group coaching, but it really is just group coaching every week. But you know, she's got, I don't know, 300 people on those, so it's leveraged. And the main thing is that the people who are doing those courses are aware of her higher level coaching programs. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah. It's this same model that we've seen with Bill Barron and Kendall Summerhawk and Lisa Sasevich. And I just want to move into that model. And I just love, you know, remember the first time I met you, how fantastic I felt it was that you were doing what I was trying to do, and I'm still trying to do it. But I feel that if the great thing is I've got my mojo back. Okay, so I've got more energy. Since I've tapped into this training, since last week for 7 days now, I've contacted 82 new contacts on LinkedIn a day.
Wow.
With a text message. And if they've accepted the LinkedIn, the contact, the connection request, I'll send them another text message with a link to a lead magnet. Which I'm an affiliate for, so it's an affiliate lead magnet. So if they then buy the upsell, I get a portion of that. So it's a really good system. It's a business-like system that creates momentum. Obviously, it builds her business, but her aim is to help us to grow our, in this case, network marketing businesses. So the end game is for us to develop our own lead magnets, and her lead magnet system, her lead magnet course is excellent. I can see how I can easily create much more focused lead magnets than my random ones that I've produced so far, which are herbs to support the thyroid and hormone balancing smoothies, which are, they're not what people are wanting from me.
Really? Okay.
You know,
what people are wanting is food related things.
Yeah, but that's because you're a nutritional therapist. You're a nutrition. You're a raw food coach. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I'm a doctor too.
But I'm a medic.
But that's the thing, though. I'm finding from talking to colleagues who are medical doctors who are doing more nutrition work that the people want the food stuff, and that's a good lead-in. So I wouldn't throw that away. You have to have it leading into the right funnel. You can't just get in them, give them a thyroid book and then be done, right? You can't just give them a smoothie book and be done. You have to nurture them into And I like the concept of those low-end $47, $97 programs. That's what I've always had the best results with when I first offered anything, and everybody would say, no, you can't offer it so cheap. But on the other hand, you get volume that way. And the way you get volume is you get eyeballs on what you do, and then it is truly funneling. Whereas if you take people from free and you get them into a, try to get them into a $497 program, it's like a funnel that goes like rock right away.
And it's more from free into a strategy session that's been free up to now into £5,000 thing.
Right, and that can work, right? But it helps to, that they, most of the time, and I will say that we have had people who've gone to strategy sessions and purchased a $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 program from that without ever having bought anything. We have at least two people who did that. They'd never bought anything before. Or one, and one person.
Well, I was one.
There you go. And that's on the practitioner side, but I'm talking on the consumer side too. Like we have somebody who went from a $97 to for Green Cleanse, right? She really got value out of it. And then when I offered these strategy sessions, she got on the strategy session and right on the spot did a $30,000 coaching package.
Wonderful. Right? That's what we want, isn't it,
that's
Julie?
That's what we want.
But yes. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Hell, yes.
Yeah, she was ready. So I like the, I do like the concept of the low end. And in fact, that's how I'm structuring my next IRSPT launch. I'm going to do a webinar, not to the $1,500 program, do a webinar to a $97 workshop. We're going to do an all-day Saturday workshop to go deep. And then from there, when we've built like a lot of rapport and a lot of connection, then I'm going to offer the $1,500 program. And I'll have them more aligned. So that could be another option too, is where you offer a $47 workshop that talks about, you know, simple natural strategies for whatever, as opposed to a course where they may come to one, they may not come to the next. You don't build that really great rapport and connection. And after what happened with the one we did last year, where we offered an ERC, which was very high end. And we filled the program from that because people had that connection, right?
Yeah.
So I think that could be a good option as well, right? You get them in, they get your freebie. You can do a free webinar. You can give them some value. Go, look, there's just so much I can do here. I've created this workshop and it's a virtual workshop. So you don't have to leave your home. You can, and that was a really good selling point for people when I offered that last year. I'm like, look, every year I've been doing this live event and people from all over the world write to me and say, I wish I could do it, but I can't fly from Australia for a 3-day event. I just can't do it. So I said, for all of you people, and for those of you who can't leave your kids overnight, but you can, you know, commit to getting a babysitter during the day, blah, 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 blah. And they loved it. And I could see that for you because then they get to see you. You get to do some interactive stuff with
them.
Yeah,
right? And interviewing experts and things and... Yeah.
You can do that, but I want to highlight you. Yeah, you can bring in some experts, but I want to highlight you and, you know, you take them through a meditation and, you know, stuff where they're going to get to know you. And if they're not your tribe, they're going to go, you know, this was nice, but that's it.
Yeah.
But if they do, right, they see your spirit, your softness, your connection, your intuition, which is very rare in a medical practitioner in the UK, but this allows you to do it around the world. And then you don't have to be locked in. And from there, you can do either, you can offer your $297, whatever your program is, your 8 weeks kind of program. Or you can say, look, and some of you may actually feel like you don't want to do a program, you know, just the program. I'd love to talk to you, offer strategy session from there. Or you just offer the one thing at the event. And then you write to everybody after and then offer a strategy session. But now they know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they know your philosophy. So you use a lot of that. You know, we've been talking about creating videos, right? And getting people.
Yeah.
That applies. They're going to watch it. So you actually can go through. Look, this is what this is. Okay. I just learned something this weekend from this guy who's like an NLP expert. When you want people to listen to you, I just did it. You go, look. Or listen, right? And we just do that in casual phrase, but that gets their attention. So you say, look, I've been in the NHS for X number of years, And it's been a frustrating experience for me because we get this short connection time. We don't really get to dig deep to get to the root cause. I'm dispensing medication that's just barely keeping people alive. And I'm done with that. I don't want to do that. I want to get to the end of my day and be excited because someone told me they just slept through the night for the first time. Another person told me they just had sex with their husband for the first time in 3 years. Another one said, I'm playing the piano again because, you know, I'm not so stressed. You know, so you give them those examples. That's why I'm here today. And that's why I want to be in front of you. This is a new way of doing this medicine. And it's the best way. It's actually going back to the old way. We're actually, in going forward, we're going backwards because Hippocrates had it right. Right. And we've just gone to this system of medicine to crank people in and out. And part of it is because our lifestyles and our diets and everything else is so polluted that we have more sick people than ever before. I want to get you out of that mill. Right. So that's the kind of thing you do during this thing. And you have the leisure. You're not going, the time is ticking. I have to do this. I have to get to my offer by 45 minutes or else they're going to go away. And blah, 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 right? They've paid to be there. And I'm going to give you amazing value today. And I can't give you everything I know. I've been in practice for 20 years. I've been studying functional medicine for this much time. I've been studying, you know, energy medicine for this much time. But I'm going to give you practical strategies today that you can walk away with. And if it's a fit, we can continue to work together. And how are they going to react to that? How did you react to that, me saying that? If you were like sitting there in their hot flash state and, you know, you're like, yeah, it's a refreshing.
Yeah, yeah. Want some of that.
Want some of that, right? And that's what you have to offer. But you get tight because you're nervous about having to get it in a time. You're just doing a talk on stage and you got 15 minutes. Right? How much of that can you get in? So you create the stage where you charge them $47 to come to this workshop. You're going to get lots of people to say yes to it. They get to spend 5 hours with Allie, Dr. Allie, right? Maybe bring in one expert or not, but you know, to break it up, you bring in an expert or two or somebody to talk about it that reinforces your view. Not somebody that has their own agenda, but that reinforces your view. Mm-hmm. Right? And they go, oh yeah, it's not just her saying this. And oh yeah. And you pull in things about the future of medicine and where things are going and how there's, you know, thousands of people going to the functional medicine conferences where when I first started going back in the day, I went to the second functional medicine IFM conference and there were like 50 of us in the audience, you know? So it's growing and you're at the forefront of it and you need to create that rapport. And you'll get some locals, sure. And you can even advertise it in your local community if you want to get the locals, but you're going to get international. And especially with LinkedIn. And you go and look for influencers on LinkedIn. Who could say, hey, I got this thing and this is what's going on. I would promote that. I would promote that in a heartbeat. As long as the dates work. Because I don't do menopause. I don't want to do menopause. I mean, I do menopausal people, but I don't want to focus on that piece. That's your expertise.
Yeah.
So I would put out to my people, hey, Dr. Allie's doing this workshop. It's only $47. It's on, you know, Saturday. Go check it out. It's going to be amazing. You're going to learn everything you wanted to know about bioidentical hormones and that transition and how to make that transition beautiful and powerful. Because that's my experience of menopause. It's the most beautiful, powerful, like, wow, right? I just feel amazing. Now I'm past those. I don't have to worry about periods or pregnancy. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I just do my thing, right? And it just like blossom.
And that's sold me. I'll buy it. I'm going through all of it.
It didn't have to be that way. Yeah, especially if you catch the 35. So it's not just a menopause. It's preparing for and transitioning into, right?
Yeah.
Because when they're 35, they're not thinking about menopause. But if they're just doing things that are killing their chances of a smooth menopause, right? So I think this is gold. If you can use LinkedIn to get them filled in your list, which you have like 1,000 people or more on your list, right?
Yeah.
And you can appeal it to your network marketing list? Would that be appropriate? Because it's appropriate for them, right?
Yeah, well, most network marketers are women, and most of us are our age, so.
And, you know, and then when you're talking, you can address them. You can address people who are, and if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working at a job, here's what's happening to you. You're losing ground here, girl. You're just not able to keep up because you're sweaty and you're tired and you haven't slept. And that doesn't have to be that way. What kind of success can you have in your job if you can get menopause handled? If you can have a sexy, what's the thing? Sexy, vibrant menopause?
Joyful, sexy menopause.
If you can have a joyful, what if you could have a joy and just throw the name out without naming it as your program, right? What if you could have a joyful, sexy menopause instead of a hot, sweaty, exhausted, anxiety-producing wet menopause? What if, right? And I'm going to teach you how to do that. And if you're an entrepreneur, like, how much more successful can you be in your own business if you're in a joyful, sexy place versus, right? How much money are you leaving on the table in your own business? This is why you need to be here. And that's some of that stuff you can be doing in your webinar that leads to it, right? I mean, I would talk about the myths of menopause being this disease process that we go through when we get miserable, right? And then it doesn't have to be that way. And whether you're going through it now or you're in your 30s and even in your 20s, there's times to prep for this. And the things I'm going to teach you in this workshop are going to help you to create a joyful, sexy menopause. And if you've thrown out that term a few times, then when you offer a course called Joyful, Sexy Menopause, they're like, I've heard that term before. That sounds really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is this helpful?
Yes, absolutely. And I think I need to create a lead magnet that's drawing those people in, but we've talked about that before, so I'll look at my notes and I'll create that.
Something that's going to lead them into it that you can then say, hey, we're going to go deeper on this. I'm doing a webinar, you know. And then once that webinar is done and you really like it and it draws into that live workshop, you could do that all the time. And you can have our next live workshop is going to be, right? You have a schedule up and they're on that and they just go to this place and goes, oh, our next live workshop's here. Get your spot in now. And I'm going to give you some preview work, right? And you can, you know, there's all kinds of ways you can set that up to just keep them in the loop and keep them excited.
Yeah.
You can do it quarterly. You can do it monthly. You can do it, you know, however it works out. And that could become your method of getting them in. And you can go from that. I mean, you could literally go from that into multiple thousand dollar program because you've created the rapport.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know how it goes. This is wet practitioners though. We're going to do it because I did it 2 day before, you know, and then because I was leading them into a multi-$1,000 program, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. And it worked, but I don't think I could have done that in a day. I wouldn't have built the rapport, enough rapport in a day, right? You have to think about the price of the program and how much do you have to get intimacy with them to get them ready for it.
Yeah. Cool. Great. And I am coming to shine.
Yay!
Yay! Okay.
All right. Perfect.
But I can't come next week to the retreat. So sorry.
I wish you could, but yeah, I'm so glad you're coming to shine. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get you. You'll be in one of the panel things that we're going to have people present and yeah. So you'll be one of them. So for sure.
Great. Hi, Heike. I'm going to get your name right. How are you?
My husband took it. He went to Best Buy with it. I'm shell shocked. So I'm right now still in fight or flight. I'm just listening in. It's just, you know, I open up the computer and I got this warning. I tried to sign into Gmail to get to the link and it was hijacked. And I get, you know, I couldn't even switch it off. It was just blasting at me that, you know, they have it now and
they're getting. Was it an email that they sent or was it a pop-up on your screen?
It was a pop-up. I couldn't get out of it, though, for the longest time. And it was just blaring at me that they now have access to all my accounts. I was 2 years ago. I was hacked where they actually emptied my bank accounts. So this really kind of sent me back a lot now. We had the police involved 2 years ago and everything. So for crying out loud. You know, I mean, I'm already so – I think I'm attracting this stuff because I'm so adverse to technology. And then when these things happen, they're just, oof, they're just, I just took another laptop now and this works, but I wasn't sure.
You do backups. So, you know, that's a good thing to do is periodic backups. of your files.
I hope I do, you know. And the thing is, I've, on that one, I have all the software for my scanners. And I have, at 1 o'clock, I have a client actually come who wanted to do a scan with me. I can't do that now. I have to let her know. And yeah, anyway, but
Do you have there's something you can load it onto this computer or access to the site where you can load it?
I would have to go back actually, and yeah, I had to would have to download it, but that takes a little while. Some of them I can download. I don't know if one of them I can actually. If I have, then have like a key, you know, like I probably have to get another.
Yeah,
key.
You have to go to the company and say, look, this is what happened, and I need this back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I'm here to listen and be inspired, because right now I can't think straight. But you know, I'm grateful for anything you're mentioning.
Yeah. Well, we're just talking about an option for Ali, you know, and I think the more I experiment with it, the more I'll be able to say, yeah, this works consistently, because I've only done it the one time. Actually, I've done it a few times, but the one time that was specifically like a paid thing. The beauty of it is you make a little money going into it, and you know, 100 people sign up, you've made $4,700, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not shabby. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like when we did it, we charged $47 for the initials and then $97 for a 2-day workshop all day, like 9 to 6 all day. And so it's a steal. So we had 600 people sign up for it. And
wow.
200 of them we comped free tickets to for people who had been in the program before. So it was like 450 people paid, anywhere from $47 to $97 So we made about $25,000 to $28,000 just for that one day. Whereas if we were doing that as a live event in a hotel, we would have been out a lot of money for the venue before we even got there.
Yeah.
So even I was figuring, even if this doesn't work, right? I made some money and I'll figure out plan B to fill the program.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's a great way to do it. And, you know, you can do an online thing. And even if you are doing stuff like you do, which is like making some of the essential oils and stuff, you can do it in a way where you send them the information, what they need to buy and have handy. And then you can take them step by step. We've done that with food preparation classes. We're all set. We did that for ERC last year, where we sent them out, here's your guide and here's the foods to buy. And then they would make it along with me while we did it. So there's a lot of really fun ways that you can make these things fun for you and for them, you know,
Sounds good.
Pay the money and then lead them into your funnel.
So there's like one, if that's an okay time to ask. So I have, you know, a lot of other wellness health peeps in my life. We're just like really supporting each other and we're doing things together. We're holding wellness salons, and actually all of June, I'm going to be disappearing to Europe. I won't actually be able to access, hopefully. I'll have peace of mind. I won't have much technology around me because we're doing a wellness retreat and all that. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm not going to be available in June.
A wellness retreat in France.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So a friend of mine who is organizing that, she is from that area. She's from the Brittany area. So we're going to go. We have a VRBO. So it's going to be 12 of us. And so we're hosting and teaching and all that. So I'm looking forward to that. But one of the ladies actually she is amazing. She just finished or is about to finish the course with, I don't know, do you know Dr. Sue Mortar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The energy boost. Yeah.
So she's becoming certified through her, which is so powerful. You know, I took also her online program, but I'm not going down the route to being certified. But so we're thinking of doing things together, you know, so I'm, you know, that we're just going to have retreats or workshops, you know, where she's teaching that aspect and I'm teaching what I'm teaching. So just as business setup, how would you best do that? Because, you know, I have my own LLC.
Yeah.
So we would partner for these things. How would you think we should go about that?
There's a number of ways to do it, right? You can do it with a contract. One of you collects the monies and, you know, the other one. So you have a contract that says that. Or some people, if it's going to be a long-term thing and ongoing, they create a second LLC with the two.
Okay.
And there's pluses and minuses, right? It's costly. So if you're just going to do the one time with somebody and you don't know if it's going to be ongoing.
Yeah.
You don't want to create an LLC for it.
Right.
So you decide who has the ability to, you know, collect payments and do that kind of thing. And then have whatever you agree on, 50-50 split, or if you're hosting it, you know, more for that. We have arrangements like that with people who do programs with it, like Laura Fine does programs for us, right? And so we have we run all the payments because she didn't want to do any of that. We run all the payments through, and then when everybody gets up, we just calculate up and give her her percentage.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, probably that's a better way to start out and see where it goes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the next thing on my plate.
Partnerships are great. And then you can support each other in the marketing, and especially if you each have, you have stuff you do together, but then you each have individual stuff. You right. funnel people down to what they need next or most.
Right.
Quizzes work really well with that. You know, some sort of quiz that they can take to determine what their next step should be. That's something, Allie, that you can do in a workshop, like have them fill out some things and get, they go, oh my God, I'm really messed up here, right? Or my gut is really messed. So they get that, and then you can work with that. That's what I did at the beginning part. I think it was like the afternoon of the first day of the workshop I did last year. We'd given them forms to fill out in advance. So I said, who's filled out their forms and wants to come on and be the case study, and I'll walk you through how to analyze it. Well, the two people that got on, next time we're going to have our team verify that they actually did. We'll probably have them, you know, fill it out and fill out a form that says applying for hot seat or whatever, because the two people came on, one of them was completely computer illiterate, so it was really hard to even get her through anything. She hadn't filled it out, but she, anyways, but I just went through as if I kept my cool, and I just went through. So this section, if you have, and I said to people, if you have score of this and that, and the other thing in this section, this means that this is out of balance. And if you do this, and this is what I would recommend, and this is what I would recommend, and stay tuned to this part of the workshop where we're going to talk about that. And it worked really well. Like, people liked it, even though it was not as smooth as I would have liked it to be. It was still there and real, and they get to see, oh, I'm not as messed up as I think. Because you're going to start talking to them. They have menopause, and you're just going to start talking to them about their digestion and their adrenals and their thyroid and all that. And they're going, where does that come from? Oh, where, you know, you can have a segment, whereas let's see which imbalances are contributing to your menopausal symptoms. Right? You can take some of the form questions and put them together in your own little thing. Systems connecting to menopause. And then you can go, oh, you scored a 17 in thyroid. That means that your thyroid is really a major contributor here. Or you scored a 27 on digestion, and that's where we're going to start. And you can even show the kind of, you know, pyramid structure, however you like to do it. But that, you know, if you have imbalances in your gut, we're going to start there. Yes, I can give you some symptomatic relief for your hot flashes, but it's only going to be temporary, because if you don't solve this underlying cause, and that's how I work with people. And that's the new paradigm of medicine, guys. It's not about coming in and I'm going to give you this prescription. It's a matter of me helping you to establish what those imbalances are. Let's correct them. And then the symptoms just kind of take care of themselves in most cases. And, you know, we will look at some natural remedies for hot flashes while we're working on the rest of it. Right. And even sharing with them, like, that's an educational piece, that bioidenticals are not step one, right? That's down the road a piece, right? That's down the road a piece.
So I had an interesting case 2 days ago. And as I said, something that was completely unintended is that clients are starting to bring their children. They're teenagers. So this is, again, I mean, anxiety is huge, depression is huge, but this is a 15-year-old boy. And interestingly enough, he, like a month ago, just started having severe gut pain. So, and a lot of anxiety. So what they're a little afraid, because the dad had colon cancer, and they really butchered the poor dad. He survived, but he's just basically not fully functional. But, so the boy has a lot of anxiety based on what he saw. And, so he came in and he went through a colonoscopy just within the past month, endoscopy. They did all the blood work. They did all the stuff. The kid is so traumatized. And so I just was asking and wondering, because the mother said it's so weird, because he had these symptoms. They set on one day, and then since then he's had them, and they just can't isolate what it could be. So interestingly enough, I said, so what happened around that time? And he got some major braces in his mouth. Huge, I mean, braces, they're really, like, you know, behind the teeth, on top of it, springs everywhere, whatever, around exactly that time. And so I did the Nest Health scan on them, you know, which is a bioenergetic scan. And lo and behold, the energy field that was disrupted was his teeth field and his so-called jejunum. I never know how to pronounce that, this intestinal part. And so we just started approaching it that way. And so I also have been talking to people on the Nest Health forum, who are, some of them are osteopaths, and they'll say, oh my God, the braces have to come out. You know, there's a real good link to, you know, it's a possibility that this is what's giving him that trouble. So I think the mother, she tried to call me just now. She's trying to make an appointment with the orthodontist, who absolutely refuses that that's a possibility. She wants them to be taken out. But that's the thing, you know, so all these doctors, he's been prodded and everything, they're just concentrating just on that part, nothing else. Yeah. I think one doctor, one gastro kind of said, oh, it might be IBS. He put him on a FODMAP diet, which I thought would be for SIBO. No, I don't know.
Yeah, IBS. Yeah, they do.
IBS also? Okay, so that's the one thing, but nobody ever looked beyond that. So I really wonder if that might be the cause of his, you know.
Well, it could certainly be, because anytime you put braces in the mouth, it changes the structure of the cranium and the way he's biting down, and then the microflora in the mouth. I don't know what would happen there as that, you know, and they try to adjust to that. So
right.
Plus the anxiety of having the braces, right?
Right.
GABA and serotonin and dopamine all from the gut, right?
Yes.
So all of those things are related, I think. And then you have to look at his diet. Is he on gluten? Well, if he went on a FODMAP diet, he probably got off of gluten, and that's a big thing, got off of gluten and grains and stuff. But, you know, because most 15-year-olds are on crappy diets.
So absolutely.
To begin with. And then sometimes things do happen that way. It's a cumulative effect, but suddenly, like, the tipping point. Right? The bucket, it's full. And then that one last thing, which is getting the braces, throws it over. So it may be related to the structural, but it may be just that one last stress that threw him over the edge and created some gut imbalance. So those are all the things. And what I think is the most important thing we need to learn to do is talk to people about it without feeling to them confrontational.
Right.
That's always hard and delicate with how you say it. Like, your diet and lifestyle has been sucky since you're born, and that's why you're sick right now. You know, it's probably true, but and that's great that you looked at that, right? Because that's the biggest question: what was happening right around the time? And that's the question that most doctors, I don't know if that's how you were trained to go, okay, what were the things, what kind of exposures did
they have? Especially if you know this is a sudden onset, right? I mean, right, then you want to know what happened at that time that it set on all of a sudden. But
they may not go into the kind of depth that we would go into in asking that, because it's so important.
Right.
I mean, I've done that with people, and we suddenly found some little odd thing that they just forgot about, and it was a piece.
Exactly.
A puzzle, right? So that's great that you asking the right question.
Yeah, it was interesting that showed up on that scan again, bioenergetically, basically. Yes. It disrupted the whole energy field, right? And it came up as this, so that scan basically discloses what are your weakest links in your body at this point. And it went right to that. So those were the weakest links, and they're ready to be addressed. But I guess you can't just address it unless you really maybe possibly take it out. And that was my conflict, because this is something obviously I can't recommend, because it put down a lot of money to get these things in, right?
Yeah, and it's get less invasive. It sounds like it was a really, you know, use the microlines, and there's various things that
there are various things. Yes,
it was a more holistic oriented. I don't know if holistic or orthodontists, but
we'll see how that goes.
Good, you know, it's so good to be investigative and being that kind of a, you know, that detective, doing the detective work. You know?
Right. I'm hoping that's it. That would be actually an easy solution,
well,
right?
It's not going to be that the only thing.
Yeah.
So you do still need to look at, you know, he is stressed based on the dad and going through some stuff, right? And then the diet, right? Clearly the diet can, you know, look at that. What's his history of antibiotic use? Did they put him on a prophylactic antibiotic when they're going in there? Because I don't know if there's some, you know, if it sounds that sophisticated, there may have been some, you know, drilling and other things to insert things. Maybe they put him on a prophylactic antibiotic and that was the edge that threw it
Right. That I didn't even look at. I should ask.
At a stool test, right? If they're going to just give him all kinds of crap medication or endoscopies and that, like, do a stool test and see what... You know what I mean? Like a non-invasive $300 test instead of thousands of dollars on the super invasive stuff to get the kid even more anxious.
Right. Oh my God, the poor kid is.
But the likelihood of it being colon cancer with an onset like that, that's just not.
Exactly. I mean, the family was scared because that's what happened to the dad, right? So they were kind of talked into that immediately. But we'll see. But it's again, that was like, again, tiptoeing, you know, I can recommend now to look at it. And she asked her, orthodontist, and he absolutely says no, has nothing to do with it. And I said, maybe you want to go to an osteopath or somebody else, just get a second opinion mm-hmm. from somebody completely unrelated to what's going on in the intestines.
Right.
So yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
And maybe there are some things that they can do manipulation wise, craniosacral therapy, that kind of thing to counteract the imbalances that are creating there. So that's a possibility. Because again, they probably spent a ton of money, at least $5,000, $10,000 for all that brace work.
Yeah. Plus then the endoscopy and colonoscopy and everything. Poor kid. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anybody else? You're still here, Julie. I thought you were going to leave after a half hour and go on your phone. Oops, unmute.
Oh, sorry. I was because I tried a bike to class, and I just decided I'll stay and listen and drive.
Good for
Which
you.
Means I got to find another way to get the exercise in today, but it's okay. This is good.
It's good stuff, right?
It'd be hard to listen and bike at the same time, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You're good. All right. Anybody else? Questions or comments? One action item you're going to take as a result of this call.
I think I have three. So we kind of talked about them, which is, get myself out there, get practicing the consulting and coaching piece. So I'm going to work on that. I've got a draft of my freebie coming out to you for my lead magnet.
Okay.
Within 30 days, and hopefully I'd love to have something when I come next week. Maybe we could find some quiet time for 5 or 10 minutes and chat.
Well, we have the whole day for Practice Accelerator only Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So we'll
is there an agenda for that day somewhere? I don't know if I just missed it.
No.
Okay.
I will probably eventually get it done this weekend. The way I do agendas for these things is I have all these things floating in my mind. They need this, they need that. I've heard this. And then usually we start it with the Glucose agenda. We start it with an intro, right? To just refresh everybody and who's who and what you're working on currently.
Yeah.
Take a few minutes that way and go around. And then we're going to work on whatever's up. Like lead magnets is a good thing to work on.
Yep.
It'll come to me. It'll come to me and it'll be great. It was a great day last year, wasn't it, Allie?
Fantastic. Yes. I you will love the ashram. It is just amazing. Because of my jet lag, I was waking up at 5 a.m. So I went for walks in the grounds. I saw coyotes. I saw raccoons. I saw
deer.
I mean, the flowers at that time of year are just out of this world. Because it's really spring and then I bump into Rita Marie on her run, and there are just so many meditative spaces, and then being able to go into the religious area and do some of the Hare Krishna type chants and things. It was just amazing.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah. The food is so amazing. Wasn't the food like Joe is such an amazing chef. And she's involved into the food. She's big into ferments. So she's always experimenting with all kinds of different kinds of yogurts and fermented vegetables.
Oh, I can't wait.
All that. I bought her a couple of books I'm going to give her. I bought her a book that there's the kimchi diet from the person I interviewed, Dr. Suzanne Bennett, to give her, because she'll be excited about all kinds of new things. And then I found this really cool book, which I ordered one for me and one for her, on nut cheeses in an hour and, making those really nice and how to make them have the little things around the edges and using cauliflower in the cheeses.
Yum.
Yeah, I'll bring the book. I'll let you see the book. I'll bring it with me. But I always like to give her stuff because then she's, the next thing you know, she's like 2 days later, she'll have that on the menu. So, yeah.
She just loves cooking to Rita Marie's menus because at the end she was saying, oh, now I've got to put the ordinary menu back up for ordinary people, for the sugar and carbs,
Yep. She's so good at it. We had all kinds of enchiladas with, what did she have, like zucchini wrapped or cabbage wrapped enchiladas with these chipotle sauces and
Oh my gosh, it sounds so good.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm doing a fast before I go there because I know I'm going to gain weight because I'm going to eat too much.
Well, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet everybody. It's kind of my first time being, you know, in meeting you in person and meeting everybody. So, and there's, you know, and I'm still so early, so I've got so much to learn and I just can't wait. I'm super excited.
Learn. Yeah. Yeah. And Lynn's going to do one session, which I'm really excited about, that she's this mindset hacks course. And she's created a you know, kind of a 90-minute really cool interactive thing that we are going to do for it. We'll try our best to get everything recorded. Like, we usually try to record all the stuff. We used to record everything, including people's hot seats. And now we just say, look, take out your phone and record your own hot seat. Now with Otter, you know, you can take out Otter and go, and you'll get it transcribed too.
Yeah.
So we want
you to be coming.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I planned on being there. My sister's coming from Germany. We have something going on with my dad. She needs to break away for a little bit, and I'm going to treat her while she's here. And then I'll see her again when I'm back in Germany. Right now, we're having a lot of issues overseas. Yeah.
You can bring her, and she can hang out in the ashram while
you're... I know, that would have been a good idea.
You come and meet the peacocks.
Yeah, that's, well, that's, I'm going to definitely do that with her, and yeah. It's a little turbulent, but it's okay. It's life, right? So I hope I'll be there for Shine, though. I really hope that that's going to work out. What are the dates again for Shine?
27th to 29th of September.
Of September. 27th.
What's that?
The retreat or event for Gloria, the LinkedIn trainer, is the previous weekend. So I'm coming to Phoenix, Arizona for the previous weekend. And I've got a whole time between the two. And I might just rock up on your doorstep and say, can I sleep on your sofa?
I was going to say, yeah, come on by. You don't have to sleep on a sofa. We have two empty kids' rooms. So yeah, you're welcome to do that and just hold yourself up. And, you know, I'll be busy creating for the event. So yeah.
I can go and discover your waterfall that you run to.
The waterfall is wonderful. The hot tub. All that stuff. Yeah.
And I can come and help you prepare for the event as well.
Yeah, me too. Cool. That would be great. You're welcome to come. We have the extra rooms. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Lynn always likes to sleep on the couch. She never takes a room. So it's like, yeah, Lynn's on the couch. You can come sleep in a
No spare couch space then.
Well, no, there's plenty of spare couch. We have plenty of. We've slept 12 people.
You know, I know you've got a lot of couches.
Fit in each boy's room, and then actually probably more because we have a couch in there. Each one of them has a couch in their room too, and then we have the two rooms with couch, and then we have the actual guest room. But most people don't like to sleep in the actual guest room because of the EMFs.
I've been in there. I've slept in there. It's good there.
But you know, some people are super, super sensitive. Like Lynn, just like, I can't sleep in that room. So she sleeps on the couch. Yeah. Mary Wolf sleeps in there all the time. She doesn't, it doesn't bother her. And you know, anyway, Scott refuses to turn off the Wi-Fi at night. So.
Yeah, I used to, but I heard that it costs more electricity turning it on again. And so,
think it probably does, and then it's the time you have to spend.
And it makes it all slow when you're starting up, so
everything has to
stop doing. I have it on a timer. You know, I did that when my husband was traveling, so I don't think he's even aware it's on a timer. So it goes off from 11 till the morning till 5:30 or something like that. And then you know, by the time we all wake up, it's back up and going. So
that produces your perfectionist workaholics.
Have to take those initiatives whenever he's gone. You know, I also made the microwave oven disappear while he was on the travel. He didn't even notice until a month later. He's like,
oh my god.
So I filled it all with cookbooks instead, you know, that space. And he just, where's the microwave?
We never replaced ours when it broke 10 years ago. We've been fine.
You know, ours broke and the kids accused me of breaking it. I deliberately did it. I said, no, I didn't, but I'm really glad it did. We didn't replace it for years and years. And then one day I see one of them going in and putting something in the microwave. And I'm like, oh, you're doing the, because it's a convection oven microwave. So we were still using the convection. And I said, oh, make sure that you put that, put it on that tray so it spins. He goes, no, it's a microwave. I'm like, This one is the microwave. Oh, I got it fixed last fall. And I was like, so pissed off.
The sneaky things we do, right?
But we never use it now, but, you know, the kids use it now. And I would, because I got them in the point of, here's how you reheat food. You take a big pot, you put water, you put the steamer basket in, and you put your food in a bowl and you put it in there and you heat it up that way. It's a great way to heat food up. Okay. I don't heat anything much anymore. I mostly don't bother. Scott made a stir fry last night. I'll eat it, but I don't have time to cook, you know. It's like, what's in the refrigerator? What can I eat? I shouldn't talk about food right now. I'm trying to fast today. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week, Julie. I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited.
You all have a great time. I'm there with you in spirit and soul.
Yeah, and if you're around, what I want to do, I have to figure out when it would be, but maybe on Saturday or Sunday, I would love to be able to do a live stream.
Okay.
That I can
do. Oh, yeah.
And because we have now this camera that has the box that goes right into Zoom, so we can actually have the camera and go around the room and, you know, something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
So I'm going to plan to have a lead magnet ready for you that's focused on menopause better than what I've got already within a week. And virtual workshop planned for the beginning of June so I can release the course at the end of June.
Beautiful. Okay. I love it. What about something related to the sneaky way your other hormones or the something related to the other hormonal imbalances that are contributing to your menopause symptoms.
Yeah.
How to address the other, you know, and maybe you just have a little bit on thyroid and a little bit on that or whatever. So I'm just kind of thinking because that would naturally lead to what you offer.
Yeah.
Or maybe something related to the things you're not thinking about, you know, and then you can incorporate thyroid imbalance and adrenal imbalance and digestive imbalance and stress and, you know, so you just kind of give them like a little teaser on that.
Yeah. I'll think of a hooky talk title.
A hooky title, right.
Yeah.
Anika, you're going to...
Trying to get through the day. yeah, I'm still kind of trying to refine how I structure my programs. Although right now with how things are going again, it's like, you know, clients bringing their children, everything. It is a one-on-one scenario, still less about a program than just coming in and having that hour and then maybe take it from there again and there again. So I have to kind of balance that better. I'm not really sure.
Think about, go to the program that we have in the PBSS, Practice Building Success, on creating your, structuring your programs. Because one of the ways to do it is it could be a retainer type of thing.
Okay.
Or it could be a package, right?
Okay.
Just a package that has three sessions plus three therapies, plus, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they save money by doing a small package to get them started.
Right. So I have the introductory package, which is working really nicely. Okay. But then to upgrade after, I had another one that I put together. It was the 1995 one. I need to find one in between because I think at 1995 is kind of too big of a step right now for some.
What's the first one, $495?
It was $297. It was like three.
$97, 1 or 12 in between. That would be helpful.
I'm sorry, which one? Which numbers?
I had it, but I'd still keep the higher one.
Okay.
But offer them, you know, I think that based on what was going on, I really think it's going to be X number of months. And so I'd highly recommend this because it's the most cost effective way. If they say no to that, then you drop them down into the $997.
Okay.
See what I mean? You give them the opportunity to get the higher one. You don't even tell them about the middle one until they say no.
Okay. That's a good idea. Okay, so you said that's the PDSS program?
PDSS, Practice Building Success System.
Practice Building.
And also on the NEPA page, if you look at last year's training calls, there's one on there.
I've got to run, everyone. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Nice talking to you. Bye. Have fun. Take care. Bye. Okay, so I'll look that up.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's good. I found, you know, so we did this with Sweet Spot. We went to a, we offered them the program. And then on the next page, we said, hey, you may want to have your own personal coach. And it's $9.97 and this is what you get. And then when they said yes to that, then we just put them in the sequence. If they said no to that, then we offered them a $97 coaching call. Okay. Now, I felt like if I had just gone and we sold about almost 60 of the $100 one, right? We only sold 7 or 8 of the big one, but we sold about 60 of the others. And I think the reason we sold so many was because they had that comparison. Oh, that sounds really good, but I don't have another $1,000 to spend right now. And then it was like, oh, you know, if that's too much of a stretch, you can still get support and we can help you get started by doing a single strategy session. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was $97. Normally it's $200 for this, but we're going to give it to you for $97 today. So we had a good take on that. You know, it was a good 20% of all the people that bought the program, probably. Let me see. 60, that was 10% of 600. Yeah, probably 15%. Of the people that bought the program, bought that strategy session.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'll definitely go into those programs and read a little more.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you. All right. Well, great. You have a good week. Enjoy your time with your sister.
Thank you very much.
And I'm excited for you having some direction in terms of that LinkedIn strategy that can be then adapted to a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks
so much. Bye, you all. Have a good one. Bye. Bye.